is Dr. Mahir here with patient Navroso Neo, Metacarcus 142979, date of birth 1-11-1978. Referring physician, Dr. Diorca Aquino, procedure performed colonoscopy and EGD. Secondary procedure biopsy, date of procedure March 26, 2022. Indications, anemia, history of Barrett's esophagus, history of colon polyp, history of malignant colon polyp, history of colon cancer, paragraph. Post-op diagnosis, impression one, 1 centimeter Barrett's esophagus. Number two, polyp in the body, polyp in the body of the stomach. Number three, is gastritis, 4 and 10 hemorrhoids, 5, anastomosis nodi at 30 centimeters from the anus, paragraph. Defect insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, cecum for the colonoscopy, complication done immediately, medication aspirin, monitor anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 8 minutes, preparation was good, paragraph. Operative procedure, aspirin double template, paragraph. Findings, EGD findings, otopharynx appear normal, paragraph, esophagus. Esophagus, there is irregular lesion line with about 1 centimeter segment of Barrett's. Biopsies were taken, paragraph, stomach. There is mild diffuse erythema in the anterior body. Biopsy taken, radish pyloric, paragraph. There's a diminutive polyp in the body of the stomach. Biopsies taken, paragraph. There's a small smooth nodule in the antrum. This is about 5 millimeters. Biopsies were taken, period. Duodenum D1, D2 appear normal. Biopsies taken from the compulsion of the duodenum for a celiac disease, period, paragraph. Colonoscopy findings in a rectum, internal hemorrhoids, period, paragraph. Sigmoid descending colon otherwise appear normal, period. And sigmoid colon, there's an anastomosis noted at 30 centimeters from the anus. Anastomosis is normal and patent, period. Rest of the sigmoid descending colon appear normal, period, paragraph. Sphenoid flexure appear normal, period. Transverse colon hepatic flexure appear normal, period, paragraph. Ascending colon cecum appear normal, period, paragraph. Recommendations 1, flow pathology reports. Number 2, anterior flow measures. Number 3, avoidances. Number 4, monitor clinic. Number 5, repeat EGD in 3 years for surveillance of Barrett's. Next number, repeat colonoscopy in 2 years for surveillance of colon cancer. Next number, patient is to follow up in G office in 3 to 4 weeks. Further recommendation on the intranodule will depend on pathology report.